It was the kind of day I never wanted to end. Our gang of friends had been talking about the state park and trying to arrange a trip all summer. Finally, we found a Saturday in August where no one was too busy and everyone just said, "All right, you know, fuck it, let's just go." And the forecast said it was going to be clear skies and comfortable, just a tiny chance of showers, but they'd probably happen late enough that they wouldn't really affect anything if they happened. And yeah, the forecast was right. It turned out to be one of the nicest days that you could ever ask for. It was warm and sunny all morning, and not too hot, you know, just perfect for hiking through the woods. And then once the day really started heating up, we were already at the lake. My boyfriend reminded me that we'd talked about taking a little skinny dip sometime. He might have just been teasing me, since he knew sex outdoors is one of my turn-ons. But we didn't really think that this would be the day for it, since there'd be all kinds of other people around. I mean, you never know. And, you know, even though it was a big group of us, we didn't really have a plan. Everyone just drifted and did whatever they felt like, whether it was swimming or napping on the sand or playing volleyball or wandering over to the picnic area when it was time to put something on the grill. It was fantastic. The whole afternoon seemed to be over before you could blink. As like lazy and meandering and just wonderful. Soon enough, things were winding down as the sun set, and there was a little talk about toasting marshmallows or s'mores after the main food had already been consumed. The lake. The lake and the beach were gorgeous at dusk. The air had this kind of summer evening tint. You know, the one when it gives everything this orange, purple, pink glow. Just coats everything in this candy cane, like unicorn sunset. And I was so happy. Just sitting there and soaking it all in. But, of course, the forecast also had to be correct in the rain because some clouds started coming in and a few people started talking about feeling tired and saying maybe it was time to head back. Things started gradually turning dimmer and grayer, and it looked like the showers were going to happen after all. I remember feeling a bit sad, standing on the grass and watching the others drive off. I'd thought about hanging back a little, just in case we had a chance to take a dip by ourselves. But by the time we saw the last pair of red lights disappearing out of the lot, it was obvious tonight wasn't going to be the night. We could smell the rain coming already. That moist smell of wet mulch. My boyfriend put an arm around me as we turned back and stared at the lake. For a minute, we just stood there, and it seemed like the whole world had suddenly stopped. There was nothing but rustling leaves and crickets, and it was completely different from the warm and toasty afterglow of the sunset, just like a half hour earlier. I was almost ready to move and head back, but there was still something making my mind uneasy. Our skin was still giving off the warmth, you know, the kind that lingers for a while after you've been baking in the sun. I could feel the heat coming off of him through my thin shirt. The temperature was still just the right side of comfortable. There was a nice little breeze wafting over and under my clothes. And right then, sure enough, we started feeling the first drops. I sighed and he kissed my hair. "Yeah, I know," I told him. "Time to get going." It started getting heavier just in time it took to walk across the lot He unlocked the car doors and started closing the windows. Something still nagged at me while we were climbing in. I had to ask. So we've got everything? I feel like there's something else. He nodded. I remembered that we didn't have much stuff for the day anyways. We changed out of the wet clothes after swimming and then stowed the towels and bags. Oh, I blurted out when it hit me. Oh my god, yes, of course. It was a good thing I'd remembered. I need to go back for the necklace. He gave me a little annoyed look, and I put a hand on his head. No, relax. I didn't lose it. I slid the hand down to his cheek and then kissed it. Kissed his face. I had to raise my voice just a little as the raindrops got louder. Look, I just remembered I left it by the fire pit. I had to show the girls what a great birthday present you gave me. He smiled and laughed at that. But I wasn't going to risk losing it in the water. We were over there away from our bags and things, so let me think. I put it out of sight by one of those logs because I thought we were going to go back there next after dinner, and then since we didn't end up doing marshmallows, I could see him nodding. Sorry. So just don't start the car yet. I stopped and realized what that was going to mean. The rain was getting heavy enough to hammer onto the car roof by now, and it was already obvious there's no way to run across the lot and back to the car without getting drenched all over again. It only took a couple seconds to do some mental math. One bathing suit and shirt in a bag, still sopping wet from earlier, and one remaining shirt and a pair of shorts, which I was wearing already. The towels were dried, but that didn't help, and there were no other clothes in the car. So, it was probably hopeless, but I tried my flirtiest tone of voice. Honey, baby, sweetie, I don't suppose you'd... He was laughing and shaking his head before I could finish the question. Of course, he just realized the same things I did. Still, I couldn't help trying to playfully guilt him a little. So, you're not willing to help me out? Some boyfriend. I got nowhere. He just pointed out that he wouldn't know where to look. Oh, right. Shit. We were quiet for a moment. He just laughed again. It was more of a low chuckle this time, and he said that there seemed to be only one answer here. I stopped. What? What's that mean? Nothing. He sat there and just waited. Then after a few seconds, he gave me a look like he was asking me a question. I just shook my head and stared. What? He still didn't say anything else. God, he could be maddening sometimes. And then, after a few more seconds, he suddenly laughed. Just like that, in one fast motion, he took his shirt off. And then he turned and looked me straight in my eyes, and he leaned over to grab a handful of my shirt and began lifting it up. Suddenly the penny dropped. Oh. Now I started giggling with excitement. Oh. You know, I guess you're right. I sat forward in the seat to free my shirt and let him pull it over my head. Now I could tell we were reading each other's minds. Without speaking again, we looked at each other, then started shifting around and sliding down our shorts. I started giggling a little once we were both stark naked in our seats. He reached into the back seat to grab the towels and set them on the armrest. I paused, looked over, and raised an eyebrow at him. There was a nervous tingle down my spine as I reached for the door handle.
Ready?
Before we could really think about it anymore, I just pulled it and went. I could hear him opening his door at the same time. Shivers ran all the way through me as we stepped out. It was almost coming down in sheets. We were completely soaked within a few seconds. I couldn't believe how vivid the sensation was as the raindrops ran all over me, all over my skin, my hair, onto my scalp. The air was the perfect level of warm, and the weather was the perfect kind of cool. The raindrops bouncing off my skin, they were almost refreshing in a way. I actually broke out laughing. I raised my arms and did a little dancing twirl as we walked across the lot. He left, so I turned and gave a little ass shake in his direction. He reached over and tried to slap me, so I just ran off. I couldn't help looking around, just out of habit, but, you know, everything was dim and hazy by now. Of course, there was nobody in sight. I tried telling my brain to just shut up and enjoy it. Have my notebook moment. There were goosebumps all over, but I wasn't even cold. It wasn't hard to find the right spot once we made it back to the fire pit. He made some joke about how it still wasn't too late to go skinny dipping after all. I just laughed and swatted his arm. I found the log I remembered, and yep, there was a little sparkle of light over at one end. Since he was watching, I made sure to bend over nice and far while I leaned down to grab it. I half expected another little smack or something, but no. He was just standing there, watching, smiling wide and obviously very turned on. I pulled up my wet hair, slipped the chain over my head, and turned back to face him. "You like it on me like this?" I laughed, held out my arms, and took another spin. We walked back towards each other, and the next thing I knew, we were pressed together and kissing like we were possessed. I wanted to devour him. His hands moved across my breasts, and then all over my back, and he gave my ass a nice warm squeeze. I couldn't tell if the rain was getting a little cooler, if it was just our skin that was still hot. My nipples were hard as rocks. I laughed a little with excitement. I couldn't believe it. Under the sky, nothing between us and the elements. I felt tingles everywhere. Suddenly, he was pulling me back across the grass toward the picnic spot. We bumped up against a table, and without missing a motion, we turned so it was behind me. It took just a small boost to get my ass onto the top. I hungrily wrapped my legs around him and grabbed the back of his head, and our kisses got more and more frantic, just skin on skin on skin on skin, and just lips on lips, all across his face, on his nose, raining down across his eyelids, eyebrows, cheeks, jaw. I reached down with my other hand and grabbed his cock. I almost surprised myself with how forward I was, but I needed it. He was just about as hard as I'd ever felt him. He kissed the side of my neck, up and down, and he suckled my earlobe into his ear, and his hands were just roaming my body, and one of his hands clenched around my breast. I felt the other one slick with water as it moved down my back. And then, after a moment, he pulled away. Ugh, I just groaned, and before I could ask anything, he was pushing me onto my back. I reached out to pull him after me, and I grabbed empty air. What? He was bent over, and his face was buried between my legs. I just laughed. Of course, that was another little turn-on that we talked about. Him wanting to eat me on a table like I was dessert. It was funny and fucking amazingly, ridiculously hot at the same time. It was the only thing I could do. I just threw my head back and grabbed the back of his head with my hands. It hit me again just where we were. Naked, out in the open, sheets of rain coming down on our bodies, just slick and cool and hot and everything. And it took maybe 10 seconds before I was ready to come. His tongue sent warmth shooting from my clit up through my belly and into my chest, and I felt him. I don't know, maybe it was the rain, and the way that the rain was hitting my skin, it just made everything so much more sensitive, the way I felt his fingertips digging into my skin, and the way his hair felt up against my thighs, and the way his tongue just lapped at me. As soon as that orgasm subsided, I wanted more. My skin was on fire. I sat up and practically hauled him onto the table, and then I swung a leg over him and straddled him. My hand found his dick again, and my other arm balanced my weight on his chest. By now, we were both gasping with need. It took one thrust, and he was inside. He filled me. Oh, filled me. Completely. Another orgasm was building already, and I began bouncing hard, like I wanted to slam him through the table. My body was almost shaking. I just wanted him as deep in me as he could ever, as he could ever be, and as I could ever take him. And maybe the harder that I fucked him, the more vivid and the more visceral and that moment would be. The fact that we were fucking each other in a rainstorm in public with no one around, and I wanted that moment to be marked within both of our bodies. And I was shaking and just fucking him, and he was fucking up into me, and he shifted his hips just a little bit upward, and all at once he was hitting my G-spot. He was hitting all the right places, and I fucking screamed as I unraveled around him. He told me later that I almost scared him a little. It was probably the kind of noise you don't usually hear from a human being. I felt like some kind of wild jungle princess or something, all primal and taken over with hunger. I don't really remember, honestly. I just remember the sensations. I looked up. I remember seeing nothing but trees and sky. And just reveling in the feeling of water splashing all over us. My wet hair plastered to my back, my forehead, and the warmth and coolness we could feel all over our skin. A hot rush, a hot rush spread through my whole body. I came again in one big shudder. I came so hard on him I almost cried. I fell apart on top of him, and he just held me and put me back together. It was magnificent. I think we lost track of time for a little while. I eventually came back down to earth, lying on top with him still nestled inside me. Once we met each other's eyes, we broke out laughing again, and just we couldn't stop. It was the kind of laughter that just rings you out. I was still laughing as I staggered to my feet, and he couldn't wipe the smile off his face as he smacked my ass, and we got ourselves moving. We didn't talk as we got back to the car and tried to towel off inside. It felt almost like a dream I didn't want to interrupt. The road was going to be dark the whole way back. So I just settled into the seat, and I didn't bother with my clothes. He laughed at that, and then, after thinking for a moment, decided that he didn't need his shorts either. So he just put the towel in his lap and we got moving. Back home, the street was deserted after dark. We just walked out of the car with the towels wrapped around us until we were inside. I said that it felt so good I might just stay naked the rest of the weekend. Naked except for the necklace, of course. And soon we collapsed into bed and kissed goodnight. I wrapped my arms around him and I felt our bodies slowly reach that perfect level of warmth under the sheets. Every little sensation was so unusually sharp and vivid. My skin still felt like it was buzzing. That was something that we would have to try again somehow, sometime. And just pray that we'd be able to recreate the magic that we were able to on that first afternoon. I just settled in, enjoying that tingling mix of hot and cool all over, and soaked in the feeling until we calmly drifted off to sleep.